Anticipate that you'll be hearing more soon of collaboration between Barbados and the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, better known as UNCTAD. This is an organization set up in 1964 with the objective of gaining developing countries a better deal in world trade. According to UNCTAD's visiting Secretary General, Mukisi Kituyi, we are likely to see that organization's presence in a number of key areas.
After some time of inward looking in Caribbean dialogue, I think it's becoming increasingly evident that the Caribbean cannot be an island unto itself. It must engage for collective solution to collective challenges. For example, the Caribbean, like other small island developing countries, is most vulnerable to the impact of global warming. The destruction that it has been causing to coastal infrastructure, to the fisheries industry, but most importantly, the vulnerabilities and limited resilience and recovery capacity from the more recurrent climate-related phenomena like hurricanes represents an opportunity and a responsibility that the Caribbean joins an international debate on minimum international action to limit the impact of human behavior on climate change, the limit, for example, on international legislation on unsustainable fisheries behavior, subsidies in industrialized countries, unacceptable behavior in excessive pollution through maritime transport. These are areas where impact is very, very great, above inordinately high in the Caribbean, and action cannot be done alone in the Caribbean. So this engagement is the next phase that I am committed to, that we lock our steps in dealing with these challenges that are global, but whose impact and ramifications are inordinately high in the Caribbean.
The Kenyan-born Mr. Kituyi says it will require some effort on the part of the region to work more closely together as a unit. In this regard, he says UNCTAD is willing to help the Caribbean.
One, at the level of collective advocacy, as we work together towards enforceable universal commitments on fishery subsidies, we secure more of the fisheries resources of the Caribbean from irregular fisheries by the more developed countries. That's one. Two, very, very importantly, unlocking the potential of the blue economy as an important pillar in the economy of the Caribbean. We have been working with Vietnam very successfully and Mauritius, and now we have centers of excellence in those two territories, which is an experience we want to share with the leaderships in the Caribbean, particularly in countries like Barbados, which was one of the first countries in the world to have a blue economy ministry.
What would be the elements of that approach, therefore?
A number of key elements. First and foremost, at the macro level, we protect what is yours from being abused by others. At the regional level, it is how do we build on the existing resources as national resources? For example, address the weaknesses. Why is Barbados one of the countries in terms of its size with one of the largest exclusive economic zones in the world, in the maritime terms, have very limited economic outcome out of this maritime resource. So identifying and addressing the missing links between possible resource and market access through improved national standards, improved quality export markets are some of the first steps, but not the only steps. We are also looking at the unique fauna and flora of the maritime economic zones of the Caribbean countries to start looking at optimizing this as economic resource. So in joining the Caribbean to a discourse which has enriched others to unlock their blue economy from the potential to real action in rolling back poverty, in enhancing exports and improving livelihoods, is an area where we find common cause between UNCTAD and the governments and the peoples of the Caribbean.
Visiting Secretary General of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, Mukisa Kituyi. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.